What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the strange thing wasn't that people occasionally saw an older man in the warehouse. The strange thing was how often the description matched the company's founder, who had passed away.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hello there. Thank you for listening. You know, we appreciate that. So if you have a real ghost story, the whole idea is you share it with us. If you've got one, share it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can always become a premium subscriber any old time you want. Get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon is here today.
I am.
You are like ready to have another grandbaby like any right? day.
We're on baby watch now.
It's exciting because I keep thinking Kathy's going to call me and cancel a recording because I got to get over there. I got to,
My son and his wife. And they had a little baby, she's about 18 months now, I guess. And they're just getting ready. And it's really pretty much any day now, I think, that we're going to have a little boy. So it'll be Charlotte and Calvin.
I know, I'm so excited.
And we're going to call him Cal. C-A-L, of course.
Does it have anything to do with Cal Ripken Jr.?
It does. Okay. It's a Cal Ripken thing. Yeah, it totally
is. Because Chris is a huge baseball fan. We all are.
And he played baseball all through college. And, you know, he's just a huge baseball fan. And he always loved Cal Ripken.
Well, this is an interesting story today because it just gets you to thinking, you know, when, you know, somebody passes away, you know, you so often we have just insert name of workplace here. It could be a school. It could be a prison. It could be a church. It could be a radio station. You know, it could be anything mm-hmm. that this person has put so much time and effort into that I can see why they stick around.
I can too. I absolutely can.
And I think that happens in a lot of workplaces. Hospitals, I could see that.
Yeah.
So here's a story. It says, I've been listening for years and I wanted to write in with this story. What's unusual about it is that I never actually experienced the main part of it myself. About 20 years ago, I took a job at a small sign company. When I say small, I mean the kind of place where everybody knew everybody. The front office, the design department, production floor, warehouse, all under one roof. If somebody had a new grandchild, everyone knew about it by lunch. Oh, that's so sweet, isn't it?
Yeah.
If somebody's kid made the honor roll, there would be a photo taped to a bulletin board the next morning. The company had been around for decades before I was hired, and one name came up constantly during my first few months there, Bill. I never met Bill. He had started the company back in the 70s with one truck, a rented garage, and more determination than common sense, according to the stories. Over the years, he built it into a successful business, became one of those people who everybody seemed to know. Former employees stopped by to visit him. Customers would call asking for him years after he retired. Some of the installers talked about him the way people talk about a favorite uncle. The problem was that Bill had died about 2 years before I was hired. At first, I only knew him through stories. Somebody would point to an old photograph hanging in the hallway and tell me about a job Bill had done. Someone would mention a customer who had been with the company since Bill's days. It felt like I was learning the history of the place through everyone else's memories. Then I started hearing the other stories. The first one came from one of the designers. She had stayed late one evening trying to finish artwork for a rush order. While she was working, she happened to glance at the dark reflection in the office window and thought she saw a man standing behind her. Not clearly enough to make out details, just enough that she turned around expecting to find someone there. Nobody was. She laughed about it the next day, blamed it on being tired. A few months later, one of the installers mentioned hearing keys jingling in the warehouse after everyone had gone home. He assumed somebody was still in the building and went looking for them, but did not find anyone. Another employee swore she saw an older man walk past the break room door one afternoon. She thought it was a customer who had wandered into the wrong area and stepped out to help him, but the hallway was empty. So on their own, none of these stories really sound particularly convincing. The thing I found interesting, though, was that the stories almost always came from people who had known Bill. The designer had worked with him for nearly 10 years. The installer had known him since high school. The woman from the break room had worked there since the company opened. Meanwhile, those of us who had joined after his death never seemed to experience anything, at least not directly. One afternoon, I was eating lunch with a few of the longtime employees when the subject came up again. Someone joked that Bill was still checking on the place. Another person said if he was probably disappointed with how messy the warehouse is. Everybody laughed. Then one of the older installers said something that stuck with me, and he said, "If something strange happens around here, it's usually one of us old-timers that notices it." At the time, I thought he was joking. The longer I worked there, the more I realized he was right. Several years later, I was helping out during a company open house. We had customers coming through the building all day, so employees brought spouses, kids, family members to help with tours and refreshments. My husband stopped by for a couple hours that day, and at one point he asked who the older gentleman was standing near the loading dock. I said, "I have no idea." He said he had seen an older man standing by one of the warehouse doors while he was getting coffee. I pointed to the loading dock and there was nobody there. He looked confused, said the man had just been there a minute ago, and then he described him. Not perfectly described Bill, but close enough, I immediately thought of him and that photograph hanging in the hallway, the same photograph everybody pointed to when telling stories about Bill. I didn't say anything at the time. I didn't really know what to say. Years passed, and every now and then, another story would surface. Somebody would hear a familiar cough in an empty hallway. Someone would think they saw a man standing near the production floor and lose sight of him when they looked again. A cleaning crew member once asked who the older gentleman was who had been walking through the warehouse after hours. Nobody on the cleaning crew had ever met Bill. Nobody claimed to have a conversation with him. Most of the people telling the story sounded a little embarrassed to be telling them at all. They weren't ghost hunters. They weren't looking for anything paranormal. They were the accountants and installers and designers. I've worked there long enough now that I know many of the employees who actually knew Bill have retired. A lot of the stories have faded with them. Although every now and then somebody will mention something odd and the conversation starts all over again. Funny thing is, after all these years, I almost feel like I knew him myself. I've heard enough stories about him, I've seen enough photographs, listened to enough people talk about the impact he had on their lives, that he's really become part of the company's history for me as well. What I do know is that 20 years after I first walked through those doors, people still talk about Bill. And every once in a while, somebody swears they've seen him checking on the company he built. Thanks for reading my story. Take care, Karma. You know, I get that. It kind of does remind me of the radio station because the guys who had started it were so legendary and so mm-hmm. beloved in the entire community. Everybody knew who they were. That people who didn't work there or didn't know them when they owned it, they were just part of the history.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think most of us can only aspire to being held up like this as such an important influence on people's lives. Like, you get the sense that he was a character. People loved him. They really liked him. But he also built up this community that enabled many, many, many people over the years to have a livelihood, uh-huh. to take care of their families, to do stuff. You know what I mean? And so people felt like they were loyal to him.
And also the same reason why he would still be watching over them.
Yeah.
Because he cared.
He cared. And that what I love is that that's actually rolled over into the next generation of people that don't even know him. But he's still there watching the shop, you know, kind of keeping tabs on things occasionally. Not all the time, but it sounds like an occasional thing. He'll swoop in and somebody will see, or, you know, something will happen. But I would love to think that, you know, people when I'm gone will go, you know, she really left an impact.
Right.
You know, I listening to this story, I'm like, what a guy, you know.
But it is interesting, like, you know, people seeing someone who looked like him. And I think at the beginning, mm-hmm. it was more people who knew him. But then other people started seeing him as well as time went by. But she never has.
Well, and the other thing is there seems to be a picture. So, like, when her husband saw the older gentleman standing by the warehouse door or whatever, she could have said, let me show you this picture. Did it look like that, you know, like him? But then again, for some of the people, what they may be seeing and the picture might be two different times in Bill's life. Like the person, the older man walking through might be, you know, 80 years old, whereas that picture hanging on the wall, he might be 45.
Yeah, do you get to choose the age you get to come back and haunt people? I don't think I would choose 20s. I think I would go with 40s because I think 40s are a pretty good decade for most people. You kind of you got your shit figured out by then.
When I was teaching, I started teaching when I was, maybe my late 20s when I took on my teaching job. And I felt like at that time I was too close to the age of the students, because I taught at the college level, to try to put up, you know, a wall between us a little bit, where they didn't just see me as kind of somebody who's close to their age and they could talk to like that. And I can remember thinking, I can't wait until I'm, you know, 40 as far as my job goes, so that I will be able to have this little bit of older, wiser persona about me in their eyes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's kind of, when you talk about what age should we come back at, I think I'd like to come back where I had a little bit more knowledge of things. And
maybe,
you know,
there's other people who want to come back in their 20s because they're like, they want people to be, oh my God, that was a ghost. What a great figure on that ghost.
Yeah, what a good looking ghost.
My God, that ghost is jacked. Like, he looks great. He works out, that one. You know, but you just see, like, these old ghosts. And it's like, you think of a ghost, you think of, like, old man or old woman. And it's like, certainly there's bodybuilder ghosts and stuff.
Well,
and
I assume.
Pinup
but
model ghosts.
Here's the thing. I have a feeling for somebody like Bill, when he comes back, he comes back to where he left it. He doesn't come back 40 years prior to it. He comes back to the last, like, where he thinks
he would have
left.
Built it. Like that, right? He had built it up and it was probably at its peak by then.
And I think, you know, sometimes I think ghosts don't even know they're gone. They just haunt that location. And so that's all you would know, is just to be where you left at that age, at that moment of your life, mm-hmm. where it stopped. And that's where it would stay then forever. So I get, you know, maybe sometimes you just get to pick. I have a feeling that would be more for like a spirit guide or something.
Oh, perhaps. Because we have talked about this many times, about like ghost clothes. So do you have to come back in the clothes that you died in? And I don't want to come back naked.
Well, what if you weren't wearing underwear? Make sure you have clean underwear on or whatever, right? You know? And if, what if you didn't?
Right? Then you what get to you the hospital like, after your car wreck and they're like, oh my God, her underwear, please. But that was the idea. Well, that,
but you have to walk around in that forever.
Well, and if you're in the shower, like I don't want to, I can't do naked in the afterlife.
No.
Certainly, definitely there's got to be something I can wrap up in. Yeah, I'll just be a sheet ghost. That's where that comes from. All those ghosts,
that
you know.
That may be, yeah, they just grab the first thing they can get their hand
on. Yeah, the ones that are like, ooh, like Scooby-Doo, and they're in a sheet or something.
It was the autopsy sheet that they put over you.
And it's like, I can't handle it naked. I'll just wear this sheet. That's it.
Hand me the scissors so I can cut out my eyes.
I need some eye holes to see through.
Yeah. Nothing else, just eye holes.
Well, let's go to this phone call.
I'm going to go in. I live in Independence, Missouri, which is a suburb of Kansas City, Missouri, which I feel is kind of relevant to this story and maybe other stories I can tell. I have four kids, and I are all sensitive. I wouldn't say extraordinarily so. If there is something to be felt, we definitely notice. And the story is about one of my girls. I have twin daughters. One of them, when she was younger, had some emotional problems in school. We would get notes home from the teacher that she was upset. She was crying that day. I would talk to her. She never really had an explanation. So fast forward maybe 3 years. We had moved. I was going through a divorce. My kids and I were on our own. And my girls and I had gone out for dinner and come home. The house just felt kind of spooky. It was a townhouse. It wasn't particularly old. The area that we live in, the land is old. There have definitely been wars, civil war battles took place there. And it was just an odd feeling. So my girls asked if they could sleep with me. I said, of course. And we all went to bed. We had all just fallen asleep. We heard this loud thing, almost like the sound of a bag of potatoes falling in the middle of our living room floor. And I know we were connected to other people because it was a townhouse, but you could tell the difference between a noise coming from the side of us and coming from inside the house. So I got up, told the girls to stay in bed, went downstairs to check it out, and I saw nothing. I went back upstairs to bed, laid back down with the girls, got them to calm down, go back to sleep. 45 minutes later, I was still awake. I heard my son walk in the front door. He had just gotten off work. And I heard him start walking up our stairs to my room, which was unusual. He would normally have just gone downstairs and crashed out. And as his foot hit the top step to my room, my car alarm outside went off. I jumped out of bed, grabbed my key fob. I tried to set the alarm off. It wouldn't go off. I had to actually run outside to the car, put my key in the ignition, turn the key. Finally, the alarm went off. My son and I were both kind of out of breath. We didn't want to wake up the neighbors. We felt bad about all the noise. And I said, what made you come upstairs? That's weird. I was like, I don't know. I just had this feeling when I got home that you guys were not here, that this house completely devoid of feeling. I guess, you know, the next day, I called my girlfriend, who is a sensitive as well, much more so than myself, probably more so than my kids even. She and I were talking, having a conversation. I told her I felt like my family was under some sort of spiritual attack. She and a girlfriend were kind of conferring over this, and her girlfriend said, tell your daughter to ask about Graham. Graham is a name that I called my great-grandmother. Not everybody knew that. Not everybody calls their grandmother Graham. So that she said that exact phrase was weird to me. I pulled one of my daughters aside, the one that had had emotional problems when she was younger in class, sent the other one upstairs so I could talk to the first one. She broke down. She said that she had the ability to hear people, that it was very frustrating for her because she had never seen anyone, that at times the people who were speaking to her wouldn't go away, that it was especially hard when she was in school because they would talk to her throughout the day and she could not reply because other people, you know, would hear her and she would feel crazy. And she said in particular, as of late, that she had been hearing from my gram. She didn't tell me some things about my grandmother, just little things about who she was, her personality, things my daughter couldn't know because my grandmother had passed away maybe 10 years before my girls were born. And that's it. That's the story. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. I have never felt crazy, but I do love knowing that there are other like-minded people out there. Bye-bye.
Well, maybe it was the ghost of Harry Truman since she lived in Independence, Missouri.
That's true. Like, could you just don't know exactly. It does sound like everyone in that family has some sort of sensitivity.
I thought it was weird, like the sack of potatoes. Number one, that's a weird thing to go, that sounds like a sack of potatoes just fell down. But she was so brave to get up and check it out. But then I thought it was weird when her son gets home, and I think she said he normally stays downstairs, that he went upstairs because he felt like nobody was home, which is a weird thing to feel. Like, I'm not exactly sure what that feeling is when you walk in the house and everyone would be in bed. It sounds like they'd have been in bed for a while. And then he's like, but I didn't think anybody was home. So he must have been going up to check to see what was going on. That's weird.
Yeah, it felt like there was a weird energy that one night.
Super weird. And then she said just as he hit the top step, her car alarm went off, which is weird. Because she didn't say anything about him driving her car.
Yeah,
just all those things happened.
Yeah, boom, boom, that boom. One night was very strange. But it seems like maybe the daughter was having, you know, some sensitivity for quite some time, but in a very overwhelming way.
Yeah.
Because she couldn't control it. Like, she couldn't get, you know, the people to quit talking to her, and it was very distracting.
I would not. That, to me, would be really difficult to be a medium. And, like, how do you put up business hours? You know, it's like, it's one thing when you are like, okay, I'm not open right now. Come back later, please, kind sir. And then another, when they just show up in the middle of the night or whenever or wherever.
But I think, I don't know how we do it. I really can't tell you that. But I think as we get older, we start to put up some barricades between us and things to protect ourselves. And so we're able to, you know, filter out things. Still, sometimes things creep through, especially to people who are extremely sensitive, but we don't have the dialogue running, you know, all the time. We're able to say, okay, you know, we're pushing all these things back, you know, protecting myself. And the older you get, the tougher that gets until, you know, eventually down the road, maybe nothing anymore. You know, you've got yourself pretty well blocked off unless there's some big thing. But, you know, there are people that are psychic that are able to not so much put up the barriers, but to control it. Like you said, that kind of, you know, I'm available for office hours now. Now I'm not, you know, but yet even then we've talked, you particularly, because you do so much with chatting with people, have talked to people that still things will seep through.
Right.
Even, you know, when they're not, you know, trying, it's something.
Like even Teresa Caputo, it seems like that happens to her.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's just for TV. I don't know.
You know, I'm still just kind of like, I watch people like her and I'm like, okay, so maybe like on the TV show, I can always think that this is staged. What always gets me about the TV show, though, is that for just regular run-of-the-mill people, these people are freaking good actors. Like, they cry.
That's what I thought when I went to see her. I'm like,
and
she could
but
be,
you went to see her, and that's different.
So I was like,
real.
She could be setting this whole thing up. These regular, very regular-looking people are really good actors. That's the weird thing. So, I don't know.
You know, it's... You know, I'm like, they need Academy Awards.
But I do know, I don't know that I would be 100% comfortable with Harry Truman haunting my house. It just seems like a lot. And like, am I worthy?
Well, he has his own like presidential library. He can go stay there.
He can haunt there, I guess.
Yeah, he doesn't need to be bothering them.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, even about Harry Truman, we would love to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down if you want to. Just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. You can always become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive could be yours. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.